Doctor Who or Doctor Woke? Welcome to Mark and Pete Live. I'm Pete, the clergyman. With me, as ever, is Mark, the businessman. Now, what's this about Doctor Who? What's going on? Has he gone too woke?
Well, Doctor Who is coming back to our screens, but it's the end of Jodie Whittaker. Yes, it seems now that we're going further forward in time. Or are we going back in time? Who, I can't really tell. But what's crucial is that we're going to get a new Doctor Who. Now, Shruti Gatwa has been announced as being the new Doctor Who, the regeneration of the character. 29-year-old Gatwa embodies that renewal, so says the showrunner, Russell T. Davies. Now, we'll talk about the actor himself. What does this mean? Now, I can tell you that as a fan of Doctor Who, traditionally, I've really liked the characters, I like the storylines, I've even liked the special effects. But I think some of the fans have felt that it's just simply gone too far. Has it really, really lost the plot? And I suppose one of the things that I would say is, when we say Doctor who on earth? What has happened to Doctor Who? Where once the show was hot, will this woke now awaken you? Has it now become Doctor What? Good beat. What do you think about this woke agenda? Are we now getting off this woke agenda, or is it just the same old story?
Yes, Doctor What on earth are you doing? Yes, it does seem to be that there's this bias, which we call wokeness. I think everyone knows what it means. There's a certain set of beliefs that have become popular, I think, in certain circles. But those circles include people running the BBC, Hollywood, and these sort of media giants. And so you get a disproportionate attention to it. One of the main things is to encourage homosexuality, transgenderism, this sort of thing, not simply to approve of it or to be kind to them, but to encourage it. And this is a key part of what we now call wokeness. And so it was a surprise to no one that Shruti Gatwa, who has played a gay character in a popular show over on Netflix called Sex Education, was cast as the Doctor. I say no surprise. It was a surprise because he's not that well known outside of Netflix aficionados. But once you see who he is, you know, he's played a gay character. I don't know his sexuality, but he does come across as a little bit camp. The sort of person you would expect to be appointed to the role, and also is black, and so you have that. And also the fact that he's Scottish is a tradition, actually, in Doctor Who, isn't it? Because at least three that I know of the actors to play Doctor Who have been Scottish.
Oh, yeah.
But the casting of that this particular actor as the Doctor just goes with the flow of the time. So it's a bit of a boring casting. There's only one thing that I would say about it. Russell T. Davies is known for making good casting choices, brave casting choices, you would say, with having the first two Doctors of the renewed Doctor Who, who were different to each other, but both made a big and positive impact. Maybe he knows what he's doing.
Well, maybe that's he is. Maybe he's got a little trick up his sleeve. But
Maybe Shruti Gatwa is just such a good actor.
It could be true. But look, fans are really keen on this. And I'm going to take a business angle here. We know that Doctor Who is a huge show commercially. This actually generates a lot of interest around the world, not just the United Kingdom. So I think we should put this in context. The scale of Doctor Who over the decades has ebbed and flowed.
Yes, over the decades, yes.
Yes, for sure. Now, the one thing I think here is that in true Doctor Who style, let's go back in time a little bit. So Gatwa himself was actually born in Rwanda. And the reason that I highlight this is that he actually comes from an interesting background. It was at a time when it was embroiled in a civil war, and he and his family decided to move to Scotland. So hence the reason for the Scottish connection. He actually fled with his family from Rwanda to Scotland. Now, that's great. There's lots of things there. And he himself actually was interviewed, and he brought up this point, is that this is Shuti himself saying, we came to the United Kingdom because of the genocide that happened in Rwanda in 1994. We were refugees coming to the UK, and I definitely now view myself as a Rwandan Scotsman. Not many people can say that, I guess. Now, the point here is that he is not that well known an actor, but is that the trick? That effectively what they're doing is that they're cutting the ties. Jodie Whittaker, the current Doctor Who, was known as an actress. She'd been in many dramas on television, perhaps hadn't really sort of had the same kind of level of notoriety and fame as David Tennant, who had been in lots of films. But here is the thing. This is a chance.
I would disagree that he was well known. I don't think David Tennant was that well known.
The point here is that David had himself been more elevated in the media. But I think that the key here is that Shuti has an opportunity here. What we're trying to say here is there are lots of fans, Doctor Who fans, who just want to get back to quality acting, quality storylines, and quality production,
rather than
playing to the woke agenda. I think that's really what everybody's looking for.
Yes, I agree. I mean, I think many people are exasperated with the woke agenda. And there was a show that they loved. I mean, I like the show. For some people, they just love the show. It meant such a lot to them that to ruin it, just ruin it because of this agenda, it's just terrible. What goes through their minds, I don't know. What if you want to pursue the woke agenda? Write your own show. Come up with a new concept. Don't ruin it, this franchise, for everyone. I was about to interrupt you because you were saying earlier about the success of Doctor Who across the world, which was true, but the ratings have just plummeted under Chris Chibnall, the current showrunner, and Jodie Whittaker. So he's writing a lot of the scripts and he's in charge of, you know, he has editorial control over the scripts, even when he's not writing them. It's his baby, and Jodie Whittaker is the main star. Jodie Whittaker's acting was just woeful, so wooden, embarrassingly bad. And the scripts, at least for the first couple of series that she was in, were like lectures. One of them about Tesla, the famous scientist of 19th century. Was really like a dramatization of his Wikipedia page. It was just so uninspiring and uninspired. Then in a desperate attempt, I would say, to try and bring back fans, the plots became more and more convoluted and still didn't work. The writing just wasn't up to it. It didn't make any sense. And the acting, if anything, got worse. And so what I see is, The pursuit of the woke agenda seems to have resulted in a level of earnestness such that it chucks away all the other concerns, which are like good story, good dialogue, and good acting. Now, just to give you an example, I was mentioning this off air, Mark. I've had an experience of several experiences of watching very earnest Christian films. Even though in that case I agree with the message, which I don't agree with the woke message, but I agree with the evangelical Christian message in the films I'm watching, and they're deadly boring. What has happened is the earnestness of the people producing the film has leached away any artistic merits to them somehow. It doesn't always happen. Sometimes there's some Christian movies are really good quality. You think of classic Christian movies like Ben-Hur, or the Ten Commandments, going back to an actual Bible reenactment. But in terms of Doctor Who and the wokeness agenda, I don't think that's what is important. What's important to fans is they want good stories. They certainly don't want it overshadowed by the woke agenda, but they want good stories, good acting, it to be inventive, funny, and they want the Doctor to be the hero of each episode. And I have to say, that was also missing. Well, the Doctor came across as extremely unpleasant and, frankly, rather stupid and irritating under Jodie Whittaker. I'm not saying that Jodie Whittaker is stupid and irritating. What I'm saying is, I suppose I am saying something personal. In terms of his writing, the showrunner is.
Yeah. Well, I think that the key here
is not the
well,
actor's fault.
No, but exactly. But here's the point. The audience, and that's the consumers, the general public, are smart. They have followed this character for many, many years. And what's interesting is that you have to be very careful when you evolve a character. Now, to your point, that when you try and reflect society, there is an element of that in any storyline. You see themes, trends. There's always a reflection of style in anything that people do over either in film or on drama and many other things. But what's interesting is the program makers have said that Doctor Who prides itself on being inclusive and a show which provides a safe space for individuality. Right. Okay. Well, we can see where you're going with that, but beware. What I think is important in this particular incarnation is a chance to get the audience back to play to the true essence of the storyline of Doctor Who.
Yes.
As opposed to what the world is going through, and don't mix the two because it's oil and water. It just doesn't go. And so from a commercial perspective, I'm going to come from a business perspective, folks. Look, this is a fantastic opportunity to really accelerate the show, build back up the audience, and once again, make it a flagship show.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say something for the real fans now. And as you say, I'm a bit of a fan of it myself, and I follow the show, as I think you have, Mark. And one of the key problems, however, and I think I'm right in saying you didn't watch the Jodie Whittaker series.
I tried. I will be honest. I gave it a go, and
I couldn't bear it. I certainly didn't watch all of them, and I watched less and less of the episodes as it went through. Fewer and fewer of the episodes as it went through. But there's a key part of the abuse, I guess, of this beloved franchise, in that Chibnall, who was the showrunner, messed with what's known as the canon, you know, the accepted storyline. And although, you know, things go outside that, you know, you do a storyline that doesn't fit in with the rest, so you get the age of the Doctor wrong or something like that. He messed around with it so much. He has a part called The Timeless Child. Now, this means, according to the new story of who Doctor Who is, he's not a Time Lord. He was originally a small black girl who was killed time and time again because she couldn't die. Every time she's killed, she regenerates into something else. The Time Lords steal this ability. So it all starts with a black girl who gets abducted. And that's the Doctor. He's not a Time Lord. There's a whole different story. He didn't start off a man. He started off as a black girl. They've completely, what they call, reconned the whole thing. If that stays as part of canon, as part of the story, I don't think that you'll bring back the fans because they just hate that. It changes the whole character. The whole character of the Doctor is based on this. He's some mad scientist who gads around the universe rather haphazardly in a blue box, bouncing around joyously, enjoying the adventure, and eventually doing good, sometimes despite of him. So he's a good man, but he's living on the edge. You know, he's a maverick. He starts off, he steals this time machine. That's how it all starts, but he steals it to do good. So that's the character. He's not some black girl who's being regenerated. That's not who he is, but that is who he is now. So if they leave that in, then I think you're going to lose the fans. So someone very clever, and I think Russell T. Davies could be the man to do it, has to come up with a way of that not being the case, you know, of explaining it away or having something change it back. For fans, I'll tell you a way that he could do it. The whole of this story of the Doctor being this case was told by the Master, and there were other characters who reaffirmed it. All that could be a lie, you know, starting with the lie by the Master, and the actual Timeless Child could be someone else, could be the Master, and the Doctor is who we think he is. In fact, you could even have it shown You know, you could have someone playing the William Hartnell, the original Doctor, seeing the Timeless Child and showing that it's someone else. You've got to somehow get back to who the Doctor was. And I think if you don't deal with that, either by, as I say, writing it such that that's removed, or, you know, simply saying those episodes don't exist in some way, you know, bypass saying that maybe the whole Jodie Whittaker era wasn't real. I don't know. Somehow bypassing. If he doesn't do that, get rid of the Timeless Child storyline, you've lost all the genuine fans, or a large proportion of them, and you're not getting them back. And that's going to take some clever writing. Thinking cap on, RTD, because you'll need to do that work. But if he does that and gets good storylines in, and Shuti Gatwa is the actor that RTD says he is, then I think we're in for a good series, and he can win them back.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear what the audience thinks. So let's encourage people. Go back in time, have some thoughts, and then maybe spring into the future. Let us know what you thought of the entire series. Did it work, what we've been talking about? I don't know. But I'd love to hear from the audience.
Yes, come back for the future and tell us how it goes. That's it for Mark and Pete for this time. Don't forget to subscribe, leave comments on the markandpete.com site, and we'll see you again next time.